able to hold a grudge for years.
You guys need to get over it. You suck it up. It's not that big a deal.
What are you two even fighting about? Can
we be friends? All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Deonthi, I feel like I have to apologize to our faithful podcast listeners.
I think you owe them an apology.
I do, because last week I completely brain farted or something. I don't know what happened. I didn't realize until Wednesday when somebody texted me and said, no podcast today, that we didn't record anything for last week.
Oh.
And I tried on Thursday morning to go in by myself and do another just me podcast.
Right.
But I was so tired and I couldn't form a thought and I was not going to make anybody else suffer through that. So I'm sorry for not posting anything last week. I know you're probably going through withdrawals.
But I am.
On the upside, you can always go back and re-listen to stuff.
This is true.
I mean, we've done some pretty darn good stuff.
Yeah, we've got some good content. I'm just saying.
I mean, mostly my stuff, if we're being honest. But no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Are you doing okay?
I am.
Yeah?
Things are finally starting to slow down a little bit. It's like from Christmas, well, from Thanksgiving through February is just like crazy madness at my house.
And now it's March.
Yeah, so it's slowing down a little bit. Spring break is coming up. And then we're really on the downhill into summer. So
yes.
I'm pretty happy about that, because as much as my children drive me crazy, I love not having a super structured schedule.
So you're a pro summer vacation person.
I really am. Yeah. I really am. I enjoy not having to like rush and get everybody out of the house. We don't do a ton of summer activities. So we do things low key, like, hey, let's go to the water park today, or hey, let's just hang home and watch TV. Or so I am looking forward to a whole lot of nothing.
Well, you better enjoy it, because and before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving again.
I know.
And you'll be like, oh my gosh, it's not slowing down.
I know. I never thought I'd be one of those people who's always like, time goes by so fast. It does.
It does. It's great. I can't believe that it's already the second semester of school for kids.
Yes.
That's insane. It seems like it just started.
They only have, my kids only have 12 weeks left.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, I almost feel like we just started school and already.
I don't have kids that are in school, and it seems like it to me, too.
Yeah, it's been a really fast year, I think.
I think maybe every day that you get a little bit older, time goes by faster.
I think it does.
And it's so funny how that works.
Yeah, because remember, as a kid,
Three months of summer vacation was an eternity.
I know. And it just seemed like it took forever for everything to get here.
It did. And now it's no slowing down.
I know. I think it's because as an adult, you have more responsibility, you have more things to fill that time. When you're a kid, I mean, you're just like hanging out and playing soccer and watching TV.
Punky Rooster. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think my time was mostly spent on my days off playing football in the front yard with my first boyfriend.
Oh.
That's really hot, right? We'd go and play football in his front yard, and he ended up asking me to go with him on the 4th of July.
Ooh.
When I was, I think, in 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't answer him immediately. He wrote it in a note and stuck it through my door, and I was going to make him wait and play hard to get. And I went down to his house to answer him, and I couldn't say yes. I just shook my head and ran out the door. So that gives you so much evidence that I was meant to have boyfriends, right?
There you go. See, you should have known back then.
Oh, my gosh. So I was watching over the weekend. While I clean my house, I watch stuff, and I made a mistake of turning this show on Netflix. It's called Everything Sucks.
I've heard people talk about that.
It's so good. It's teenagers, like freshmen and sophomores in high school, and they're part of the drama club and the AV club or whatever, and just the stuff that they're going through as kind of the standouts in school, and there's a girl on there, and I swear to you, it's like somebody was following me at her age with a video camera and made it into a TV show, because she goes through so many of the same things that I did, and I couldn't help but stop what I was doing and sit down, and I watched every single episode of that show.
Wow.
It's so good.
Aww.
And it's kids. Mostly, it's kids.
I like I think I enjoy shows about kids, things that are more realistic, like the Disney shows I could do without sitting watches all day long. But
well, if you watch this, I promise you, you'll understand why I'm saying I think that they followed me around with a camera when I was a freshman and sophomore in high school, because I am that girl.
Now I'm intrigued.
You have to watch it for real.
I'm going to put it on my list.
Okay, so you you were talking a minute ago about birthday parties. You had Sydney's big 10th birthday party.
We did. Okay. So if you remember from last year, I complained about the birthday party thing because I did create the monster of the huge birthday party.
Yes.
So last year, we ended up not having birthday parties just because it was just too hectic. We had too many things going on. I couldn't really fit it into the schedule. It was just too much. So when I broke the news that we weren't having birthday parties
that year,
I told Sydney, next year you're turning 10. It's a big deal. 10 is a big deal. Double digits. We're going to go big.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not having another party until you turn 16.
Okay.
So next year when she turns 11, she can, you know, invite a couple of friends and we'll do dinner and a movie or, you know,
right,
go get petties or blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to continue to plan these huge, you know, birthday parties for a 13-year-old.
I don't think you should.
So I've made the rule now. 10 is the cutoff for the big party. So we went back and forth about what we were going to do. And of course, you know, when your kids are little, you just pick a place, you know, the bounce house place or the video game place or, you know, whatever. But when they're older, when they're 10, it's harder to find, you know, something that fits. And, you know, they're more particular about what kind of theme they want. So a friend of mine was telling me about there's a little shop down the street from my house. And this woman sells like all handmade bath bombs and soaps and lotions.
Oh, that's such a big business.
Yes. And oh my gosh, this place is amazing. You walk in and you instantly just smells delicious. And it's so cute. It's like all shabby chic decorated. Well, she does birthday parties.
Oh boy.
So she has this back room where she makes, you know, all the stuff because she makes everything. And she comes back there. I walk into the store and I'm like, hey, you know, I've heard you do birthday parties. She takes me back into the room and she's like, we do this and blah, blah, blah. And she's giving me like the rundown of how she does this. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I think this is gonna work for her. She's like, well, just let me know. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure we're sold. I explained it to Sydney. She's like, gung ho, let's do it. So her group was going to make bath fizzies.
Okay, hold on. First of all, how many people are in her group?
We ended up, I think we invited 14 and we ended up, I think, with exactly 12, including Sydney.
Okay.
So it's a 2-hour party. The first hour you make your little bath fizzy thing. And then the second hour you do eat and presents and all that good stuff.
Right.
So we go in. She has, you know, has you bring your daughter in. She does a full consultation.
Oh.
She pulls out her notepad and takes notes and what colors and
like a wedding planner.
Yes, what it sounds like. I'm telling you, Sydney thought that she was queen of the world. I mean, this woman, her name is Teresa, made Sydney feel like she was
it.
Yes, it was just amazing. Colors and what's your theme? They picked out scents and then they renamed the scents to go with the theme. So she originally wanted to do Wrinkle in Time, but because the movie wasn't coming out until after her birthday, she wanted to do something that was galaxy themed.
Okay.
So we did
Star Trek.
No, it was more just kind of galaxy themed.
Okay.
So like stars and moons and sparkle and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, one of the scents was like Sydney Stardust.
Oh.
You know, so that kind of thing. So it was really great. She had a great time. So Sydney, even though she's 10, she's still really into dolls. Loves dolls. She's really into the American Girl dolls.
Right.
Which are
expensive.
Yes. So the new doll for this year is Luciana. She is like astronaut STEM, you know, all this stuff. So Sydney wants the doll, of course. It's, you know, $125.
Ugh.
I bought her one last year. I bought her the doll of the year last year. So this year I'm like, look, you want it, you're going to have to buy it yourself. And so she's been saving her money. And what I had not told her is that I would match. So if she saved half of it, I would, you know, match it, the other, right. other half, because that's a lot of money to save up. $125, especially when you don't have a job or.
Right.
I don't really give allowance, or not yet at this point. Mm-hmm. So one of her little girlfriends, the girlfriend's mom asked what Sydney wanted for her birthday. And her friend was like, well, she really wants Luciana. Which is probably not a gift you're going to get for her.
Right.
But the mom came up with the idea to have Sydney's little circle of friends mm-hmm. all pitch in and buy the doll.
Aww.
And it was amazing. Because birthdays are hard as they get older, because they end up with just crap they don't need.
Right.
Nail polish or lip gloss or some little toy trinket that they're going to play with or break or lose or whatever. Mm-hmm. So for everybody to pitch in and get her something she really, really wanted was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, she has not put that doll down. Every time I look at her, she is dressing it and undressing it and fixing the hair, and she absolutely loves it. Loves it.
So it was a win.
It was a win, because then after that, she wanted to do a sleepover. And I was like, listen, we're not doing 12 girls sleeping at this house.
Oh, boy.
Not happening. But I told her she could invite just a few friends. Mm-hmm. So she invited, like, it ended up being 4 girls. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten how much work, not work, but just how draining slumber parties can be.
Oh, gosh.
So we kicked the boys out. Kelly took the boys. They went to stay at my sister's house. So it was just me and the girls. Uh-huh. I laid out this spread, let them do their thing. And I told Sydney, I said, listen, I'm not going to be on top of y'all all night long. I'm not going to be, what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. But I also expect you to control your friends.
Oh, boy.
So I expect people to get along. I don't want any arguing and fighting. I don't want anybody feeling left out. This is on you. I expect you to step up.
Right.
And control this.
Make sure there's no binge drinking and,
you know,
keg stands and
yeah,
stuff
no
like that.
Yeah, no sneaking
happening.
Out of the house, right. That kind of stuff.
Right. No
yeah.
boys.
No boys.
Gotcha.
So I was so exhausted from the day. Like at 7:30, I was ready to go to bed.
I bet.
I was thinking in my head, like, what time could I realistically go to sleep and somebody's not going to go home and say, Miss Deontay went to sleep at 8:30.
Yeah.
And look like the crazy mom. So I made it till about 11. I slept in my room with the door open. I left the light on, a lamp on and the TV on, so I didn't ever get into like a deep sleep.
Right.
So I could kind of, you know, pop in and out. About 1:30, one of the girls comes upstairs and says, Miss Deontay, can you get Sharpie off of skin?
Oh, no.
I was kind of dozing, and I shot up, and I was like, what happened? Well, so-and-so fell asleep, and so-and-so rode on her.
What did they write?
Send her upstairs. So she comes upstairs. They had put a mustache on her, and uh-huh. then I think a heart, and then something on her, that was on her face, and then something on her ankle.
Okay, so there's nothing like hugely inappropriate.
No,
okay,
no.
Good.
I mean, they're 10-year-olds and they're all really good girls.
Okay.
so she comes in and she'd already, I don't think it was Sharpie. I think it may have been like washable Crayola marker.
Okay.
So I get her cleaned up and I can tell she's mad and you can tell she's a little embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I said, listen, this is not cool. And you're mad and you should be, because not cool. So you need to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't appreciate this. And that's okay to say.
See, you're opening the door for girl drama.
No, I'm not. I'm opening the door for tell people how you feel. Like, you're not.
Okay, there's a time and a place to tell people how you feel. When
yeah,
it's
but
brother
you've got,
and sister at the house, it's one thing. When it's 4 girls at 1:30 in the morning after a stupidly long day, that's another.
But you've got 4 girls against 1 girl.
But they
because
weren't.
One
okay.
girl feels embarrassed,
uh-huh.
and you got the other 4 that nothing happened to.
And they couldn't just laugh about it together or, ha ha, we got you.
If it's 4 girls who drew on you while you were asleep, are you going to wake up and, you know you, Shannon, you're going to wake up and be, ah ha ha, this was hilarious?
I probably would.
No.
As long
wouldn't.
As it wasn't offensive.
No.
I would,
offensive.
Because I say that because I would do that. Like, I'm that person that would completely draw on somebody's face if they passed out at my party. It's funny. You get great pictures And it's yeah, something it's to funny laugh about.
Because it didn't happen to you.
Okay, fine.
So, anyway, I okay, just let her know.
Were there good pictures taken?
No.
If there were good pictures taken that I could post, even if it was stuff drawn on me, I would be okay. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
There's no social... We don't do social media.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I told her, I understand you're mad. That's okay. You just tell them. I don't appreciate it. Not cool. So, she goes back downstairs. I hang out for a little bit. It seems like everything's fine. I go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Our playroom is right next door to my bedroom.
Okay.
And there's actually a door that connects them.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour later, I hear two girls, the two girls that did the writing,
mm-hmm.
talking in the playroom.
Uh-huh.
And one of the girls is saying, I told her I was sorry. And the other girl's saying, yeah, but you said I'm sorry, but it's not a big deal. Uh-huh. And they're just going back. This is the two girls that did the did the writing.
So and your daughter is not included in this group. Okay, good.
No. So these two girls are going back and forth about, you know, how the girl that they wrote on won't forgive them and she's still mad. And mm-hmm. they're just going back and forth and back and forth. And this went on for, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. And finally I got up and I went to the doorway and I said, listen, normally... this is the kind of thing I would let you guys work out on your own.
Right.
But one, this has gone on too long. And two, I'm tired.
Fair enough.
So, here's the deal. You wrote on her, she's mad. And she's allowed to be mad. It wasn't cool. She didn't like it. You, just because you apologize, doesn't mean she has to accept your apology.
That's very true.
She wants to be mad about it, let her be mad. She'll eventually get over it. Maybe it'll be today. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Regardless, you made the decision to write on her.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait until she's ready to forgive you. You can't say, yeah, but
right.
we were just kidding. Because to her, it doesn't feel like it was just kidding. Mm-hmm. How she feels is how she feels. So you've apologized.
And that's all you can do.
Apologize and mean it, and then wait for her to forgive you. Okay. Okay. Go to bed. An hour after that.
So about 3:30.
Yes.
Okay.
I go downstairs.
A.M.
Yes.
Okay.
I go downstairs. And the only three girls that are awake are the two girls that wrote on the girl and the girl that got written on.
Uh-huh.
And they're all just sitting in there, ah, ha, ha, and blah, blah, blah. And everything is, they're all BFFs again.
As it should be.
So I think I did a pretty good job of kind of minimizing, you know, the drama and kind of validating everybody's feelings without being too, you know, preachy, because I didn't, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be the cool mom because I don't really care, but I didn't want it to turn into some, you know, feelings got hurt and people were, you know, I think for some of these girls it was their first slumber party.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one or two of them it was their first sleepover at all, so I wanted it to be a good experience for everybody and not...
Well, good for them for being able to let it go, or at least pretend that they could.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to hold a grudge for years.
I know.
I still remember stuff people did to me in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, I found myself last night, I think, when I was getting my swimming stuff out of the closet, I was thinking about something that happened in 2008 that I'm still really angry over. I genuinely ticked off. And I tell myself, okay, you know what? It's time to let it go. The person that did it to me has died.
And not even
they're dead.
Close to, oh my gosh.
They're dead. So there's not going to be any kind of resolution to what upset me so badly.
Right.
I just can't seem to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I had somebody, I guess, like you mm-hmm. in my life when I was that age to teach me, brush it off. You'll get yeah. a lot less gray hair when you get older, if you can just learn to let stuff go.
Yeah.
But that's not me. That's uh-huh. I'm not capable.
Well, I'm hoping that this kind of... I mean, these girls are... they're all really good girls. They're a tight-knit group. They spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that they'll continue to be hanging out together, I wanted to kind of...
See, they will until they get interested in boys, or until they do get interested in social media.
But then,
or when one of them steals the other's boyfriend or gets caught making out with him in the hallway.
Oh my God, I'm so not ready for that.
Gets pregnant, needs a paternity test. I mean, that's
too far, Shannon.
I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm just saying that's the kind of stuff that happens.
I know, but that's what I'm hoping, like, this kind of started off the everything doesn't have to be big drama.
Okay.
I mean, they're fourth graders, and I know that drama's coming. I remember fourth, fifth, sixth grade drama. But I think the difference in our generation and the generation now is our parents were really more like, suck it up and get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think now the current generation are given more tools to get over it with.
Okay.
So the difference is, if it had been us, the mom would have come in and said, look, you guys need to get over it. Don't do that anymore. And you suck it up. It's not that big a deal. And for me to say, yes, you're allowed to be mad about it, and tell the other girls, like, this is the decision you made, and you have to understand that she's mad about it.
So do you think my inability, just not trying to bring it back to me, but do you think that my inability to make friends when I was younger kind of has a lot to do with the fact that I can't let things go now? Because I didn't really have that experience of girl fights and stuff like that when I was younger. Except there is one thing I remember from seventh grade. Mm-hmm. This girl named Amelia was in the orchestra. And her best friend, Erica, was also in the orchestra. And then I was the third best friend, not in the orchestra. But then Amelia made another friend in the orchestra that wasn't me or the other girl. And we got really upset about it. I felt like an outsider in every way because I couldn't go in there and cause issues in the orchestra and break up the friendship that Amelia had made. I just had to talk to Erica about that. I've still not forgotten about that. And I do still look them up on Facebook to see what they're doing today. I'm not even lying about that.
I totally believe you.
So
I think so. But I mean, I think it is. It's true. I think that the lessons that you learn as a kid, those are the things that help you form those healthy relationships as you get older. And I think if you don't grasp those things, those skills early on, I think it is more difficult for you. I think that's a big thing, you know, for me with Miles, especially because he's such an emotional kid. I've always worked really hard to give him words to explain how he feels. You know, if you're angry, say you're angry. Don't punch your brother.
Oh, but punching your brother makes you feel so much better.
Yeah,
about
I mean,
things.
there's an time element place, of right. that. But I want him to be able to say that made me mad, or I don't like that. Because what happens is then he grows up to be a man who can't communicate with his girlfriend or his wife, and instead of saying, "Hey, this relationship isn't working for me anymore," and being mature about it, he's out sleeping with five girls and treating his girlfriend like crap. Because he can't just say, hey, this isn't the relationship for me. Okay. Instead, he's got to treat her like crap until she dumps him.
Well, I mean, that's the easy way out.
Of course it is.
I would prefer that a lot of times as opposed to the harder way.
Yeah, but it's harder in the beginning, though. You have the, you know, 5-minute uncomfortable conversation, or you have years of angry feelings.
That's exactly what's wrong with me. That's exactly what is wrong with me. Thank you.
See?
I appreciate that I didn't have to go hire a therapist for this issue.
There you go.
Along with all the other ones that I've got.
We'll tackle them one at a time.
I appreciate your interest.
That's
I know
what I
it's
do.
So genuine.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.